So good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, it's Monday.
It's 4 a.m., the start of another commuting week for Randall Fortson, and it's pouring rain.
What better way to start a three-plus-hour commute, huh?
Some days you probably do just have to laugh at the commute. Every single day, Randall makes his way from his home in Fredericksburg, Virginia, to his office at the National Archives in College Park, Maryland. He drives to VRE, takes the train to D.C., hops on Metro's Green Line, goes through the district, and ends his train travels at Prince George's Plaza. But then, it's time to take Metro Bus to his office. The whole trip takes over 3 hours each way.
I've done that. I've been doing this for almost 12 years now, and I used to be a person that could stay up late at night, but when I took this job, I had to completely change the way I did things, and I would go to bed about 9:30 at night.
Considering the fact that Randall doesn't get home till after 7:30, he doesn't have much time to spend with his wife or stay in contact with any one of his four kids, who are all now grown.
There's some weekends when you have a pretty packed weekend and Monday comes a little bit quicker than you'd wish it would come, that you're like, why am I doing this?
Why do you do this?
Well, I can't make the kind of money locally that I make in the D.C. area. So it's nice to be able to stay home and work locally, but if you don't have the moolah to make ends meet, then what's the point?
In my next report... Here comes the train. Adam Tuss, WTOP News.